Hello, you audiophiles. So, some of you might be wondering, what on earth was she reading in the beginning of her recording? I thought, why not enlighten you, and I actually plan on reading the entire piece for you. So, first, what is the piece? It is actually written by an author named Ovid, if I pronounced it wrong. The one who linked it to me will certainly yell at me and tell me how to pronounce it. It was originally written in Latin, part of what's called The Art of Love. The particular piece that I will be reading in its entirety for you is Book 3, Part 18, and it's called And So to Bed. And I'm going to go ahead and read the whole piece for you guys, because obviously I could not read it in my recording, otherwise it would have been forever long. So I hope you guys enjoy. If you don't want to hear me read it, you can stop the recording now, otherwise I am just kind of going to start reading. And so to bed. To have been taught more is shameful. Kindly Venus said, "What's shameful is my particular concern. Let each girl know herself. Adopt a reliable posture for her body. One's layout's not suitable for all. She who's known for her face, lie there face upwards. Let her back be seen, she whose back delights. Million bar Atalanta's legs on his shoulders. If they're good looking, that mode's acceptable. Let the small be carried by a horse. Andromache, his Theban bride, was too tall to straddle Hector's horse. Let a woman noted for the length of her body press the bed with her thighs, arc her neck slightly. She who has youthful thighs and faultless breasts, the man might stand, she spread with her body downwards. Don't think it shameful to loosen your hair like a menad and throw back your head with its flowing tresses. You too, whom Lucina's marked with childbirth wrinkles, like the swift child of Parthia, turn your mount around. There's a million ways to do it. Simple and least effort is just to lie there half turned on your right side. But neither Phoebus' tripod nor Amon's horn shall sing greater truths to you than my muse. If you trust art's promise, then I've long implored. My songs will offer you their promise. Woman, feel love, melt it to your very bones, and let both delight equally in the thing. Don't leave out seductive coos and delightful murmurings. Don't let wild words be silent in the middle of your games. You too, whom nature denies sexual feeling, pretend to sweet delight with artful sound. Unhappy girl for whom that sluggish place is numb, which men and women equally should enjoy. Only beware when you feign it, lest it shows. Create belief in the movements in your eyes. When you like it, show it with cries and panting breath. Ah, I blush, that part has its own signs.